Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, boys and girls, moms and dads, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Skylar. Say hi, Sky.
Hello.
The concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Sky, what do you have in store for everyone today?
Today, we are going to explore the wonderful music and story behind Hamilton the Musical.
Wow, what a cool show. So many people love this musical, the story, and the music. This will be a really fun show. Let's get started. The musical Hamilton is based upon the life of Alexander Hamilton. Born in obscurity in the British West Indies, Alexander Hamilton made his reputation during the Revolutionary War and became one of America's most influential founding fathers. He was an impassioned champion of strong federal government and played a key role in defending and ratifying the U.S. Constitution. As the first Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, Hamilton built a financial foundation for the new nation against fierce opposition from arch-rival Thomas Jefferson. The differences between the two men would help shape the nation's first political parties. Hamilton's outspoken, polarizing style of politics limited his later career prospects, and in 1804, he was killed in a duel by Aaron Burr, another longtime political foe. Sky, tell us a little bit about the musical.
No one could have predicted that the hip-hop-infused musical based on the life of Alexander Hamilton would become Broadway's hottest ticket. But that's exactly what happened when Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton debuted in July 2015. A movie version of the show, recorded with the original cast, entitled Hamilton, an American Musical, hit Disney Plus on July 3rd and can be viewed now. The first song we're going to listen to is the song that kicks off the show, called Alexander Hamilton. It talks about the history of Hamilton and gets you up to speed on what has happened in his life to this point in the beginning of the musical. This is sung by the original Broadway cast, including Lin-Manuel Miranda, Leslie Odom Jr., Anthony Ramos, David Diggs, and more.
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore, and a Scotsman dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar.
The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of a trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waves, he struggled and kept his guard up. Inside, he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Then a hurricane came and devastation rained. Our man saw his future drip, dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain, and he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain.
Well, the word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father split, full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick.
And Alex got better, but his mother went.
Moved in with a cousin, the cousin committed suicide. Left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside a boy saying,
Alex, you gotta fend for yourself.
He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
someone less astute, he would have been dead or destitute without a cent or restitution. Started working, clerking for his late mother's landlord, trading sugar cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Scared for every book he can get his hands on, planning for the future. See him now as he stands on the bow of a ship headed for a new land. In New York, you can be a new man.
Just a new way. New York, you can just be a new man. New York, you can be a new man. New York,
New York. Just you.
For him.
Me,
I trusted him.
Me, I loved him.
And me, I'm the damn fool that shot him.
There's a million things I haven't done.
While writing the musical, it took Miranda an entire year to write the first song of Hamilton, and a whole other year to write the second song, taking an entirety of 6 years to write the entire musical.
This next song might be my favorite from the musical, called The Schuyler Sisters, sung by Philippa Sue, Jasmine Cephas Jones, and Leslie Odom Jr.
There's nothing rich folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the common just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters, Peggy, Angelica, Eliza, sneak into the city just to watch all the guys.
Work, work.
Angelica.
Work, work.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
Work, work. The Schuyler sisters.
Angelica.
Peggy.
Eliza.
Work.
Daddy said to be home by sundown.
Daddy doesn't need to know.
He said not to go downtown.
Like I said, you're free to go.
But look around, the revolution's happening in New York.
New York. Work.
It's bad enough that he wants to go to war.
People shouting in the square.
It's bad enough there'll be violence on our shore.
New ideas in the air.
Look around, look around.
Angelica, remind me what we're looking for.
Eliza, I'm looking for a mind at
work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
work.
There's nothing like summer in the city. Someone in a rush next to someone looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like your daddy's got money. While you slumming in the city in your fancy heels, you searching for an urchin who can give you ideals.
Sir, you disgust me.
Ah, so you disgust me. I'm a trust fund baby, you can trust me.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So men say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'ma compel him to include women in the sequel.
Work!
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now.
Look around, and how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is
in the greatest city in the world.
Cause I'm the world,
I'm the world.
This next one, I lied. This one might be my favorite. I think everybody who saw the show would say that when the King comes on the scene, it kind of steals the show for the moment.
The King is played by Jonathan Groff in the original cast, and he also plays a popular Disney character named Kristoff from Frozen. The King's music is based off classic Beatles songs because they're supposed to be love and breakup songs. So here is You'll Be Back by Jonathan Groff.
You say the price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back, soon you'll see. You remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. You say our love is draining and you can't go on. You'll be the one complaining when I am gone. No, don't change the subject, 'cause you're my favorite subject. My sweet, submissive subject. My loyal, royal subject. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You'll be back like before. I will fight the fight and win the war. For your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad. So don't throw away this thing we had. 'Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Everybody. Da 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 da.
The musical originally started as a mixtape. Lin-Manuel Miranda was listening to the songs and imagining his favorite artist singing the songs. He wanted to make a mixtape that resembled Alexander Hamilton's story, but then he said all that he knew how to make was a musical, so it turned into a musical. Now here is Helpless by Philippa Sue and the original Broadway cast of Hamilton.
Spotlight. We were at a revel with some rebels on a hot night, laughing at my sister as she's dazzling the room. Then you walked in and my heart went boom, trying to catch your eye from the side of
taking me.
I'm about to change your life.
Then by all means, lead the way.
Elizabeth Schuyler, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Schuyler.
My sister. Thank you for all your service.
If it takes fighting a war for us to meet, it will have been worth it.
I'll leave you to it.
1 week later, I'm writing a letter nightly. Now my life gets better every letter that you write me. Laughing at my sister cause she wants to form a harem.
I'm just saying, if you really love me, you would share them.
Ha! 2 weeks later, in the living room stressing. My father's stone-faced while you're asking for his blessing. I'm dying inside as you whine and dine. And I'm trying not to cry cause there's nothing that your mind can't do. My father makes his way across the room to you. I panic for a second thinking we're through. But then he shakes your head and says, be true. And you turn back to me smiling.
I don't have a dollar to my name, an acre of land, a troop to command, a dollop of fame. All I have is my honor, a tolerance for pain, a couple of college credits and my top-notch brain. Insane, your family brings out a different side of me. Peggy confides in me, Angelica tried to take a bite of me. No stress, my love for you is never in doubt. We'll get a little place in Harlem and we'll figure it out. I've been living without a family since I was a child. My father left, my mother died, I grew up buck wild, but I'll never forget my mother's face, that was real. As long as I'm alive, Eliza, I swear to God you'll never feel so.
I did what you had me do,
Eliza.
I did what you had me do.
I never felt so.
And we're back with WCRI's Kids Hour, and this week we're focusing on the musical Hamilton. Sky, what do we have next?
The musical Hamilton is sung through in its entirety. There isn't any dialogue. It keeps going song after song after song.
Which makes it more like an opera.
But at first, Miranda thought maybe there should be some dialogue, but ultimately thought that it would take away from the story. Here is Wait For It by Leslie Odom Jr.
Theodosia writes me a letter every day. I'm keeping her bed warm while her husband is away. He's on the British side in Georgia. He's trying to keep the colonies in line. Well, he can keep all of Georgia. Theodosia, she's mine. Love doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes, and we keep loving anyway. We laugh and we cry and we break and we make our mistakes. And if there's a reason I'm by her side, and so many have tried, then I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
My grandfather was a fire and brimstone preacher.
Preacher, preacher, preacher.
But there are things that the homilies and hymns won't teach her.
Teacher, teacher, teacher.
My mother was a genius. Father commanded respect.
Respect, respect.
When they died, they left no instructions, just a legacy to protect. Death doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes, and we keep living anyway. We rise and we fall and we break and we make our mistakes. And if there's a reason I'm still alive when everyone who loves me has died, I'm willing to wait for it.
Wait for it.
I'm willing to wait for it.
Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it.
I'm not falling behind or running late.
Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it.
I'm
What is it like in his shoes? Hamilton doesn't hesitate. He exhibits no restraint. Takes and he takes and he takes and he keeps winning anyway. Changes the game, plays and he raises the stakes. And if there's a reason he seems to thrive and so few survive, then goddammit, I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. Life doesn't discriminate. Between the sinners and the saints, it takes and it takes and it takes.
Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote that song, Wait For It, on the subway. He was going to a friend's birthday party in Brooklyn when a lyric from the chorus to Aaron Burr's song, Wait For It, came to him. He sang the melody into his iPhone and then went to the guy's party 15 minutes later and wrote the rest of the song on the train on the way back. We're going to play the next two songs back to back because the first one's a little bit short. The first one's called What Comes Next by Jonathan Groff and Nonstop, which has the whole original Broadway cast.
They say the price of my war's not a price that they're willing to pay. Insane! You cheat with the French, now I'm fighting with France and with Spain. I'm so blue. I thought that we made an arrangement when you went away. You were mine to subdue. Well, even despite our estrangement, I've got a small query for you. What comes next? You've been freed. Do you know how hard it is to lead? You're on your own. Awesome! Wow! Do you have a clue what happens now? Oceans rise, empires fall. It's much harder when it's on your call. All alone across the sea. When your people say they hate you, don't come crawling back to me. Da 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 da. Da 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 ya da. Da 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 ya da. You're on your own.
After the war, I went back to New York.
After the war, I went back to New York.
I finished up my studies and I practiced law.
I practiced law, Burr worked next door.
Even though we started at the very same time, Alexander Hamilton began to climb. How to account for his rise to the top? Man, the man is nonstop.
Gentlemen of the jury, I'm curious, bear with me. Are you aware that we're making history? This is the first murder trial of our brand new nation. The liberty behind the liberation. I intend to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt with my assistant counsel.
Co-counsel Hamilton, sit down. A client, Lemmy Weeks, is innocent. Call your first witness. That's all you had to say.
Okay, one more thing.
Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Soon that attitude may be your doom.
Why do you write like you're running out of time?
Write day and night like you're running out of time.
Every day you fight like you're running out of time.
Keep on fighting in the meantime.
Non-stop.
Corruption's such an old song that we can sing along in harmony. And nowhere is it stronger than in Albany. These colonies, economies increasingly stalling. And honestly, that's why public service seems to be calling.
Non-stop.
practice the law, practically perfected it. I've seen injustice in the world and I've corrected it. Now for a strong central democracy, if not then I'll be Socrates throwing verbal rocks at these mediocrities.
Hamilton at the Constitutional Convention.
I was chosen for the Constitutional Convention.
There is a New York junior delegate.
Now what I'm gonna say may sound indelicate.
He goes and proposes his own form of government.
What?
His own plan for a new form of government.
What?
Talks for 6 hours, the convention is listless.
Right, young man.
Yo, who the F is this?
Why do you always say what you believe?
Why do you always say what you believe?
Every proclamation guarantees free ammunition for your enemies.
Why do you write like it's going out of style? Write day and night like it's going out of style. Every day you fight like it's going out of style. Do what you do.
Alexander?
Aaron Burr, sir.
Well, it's the middle of the night.
Can we confer, sir?
Is this a legal matter?
Yes, and it's important to me.
What do you need?
Burr, you're a better lawyer than me.
Okay.
I know I talk too much. I'm abrasive. You're incredible in court. You're succinct, persuasive. My client needs a strong defense. You're the solution.
Who's your client?
The new U.S. Constitution?
No.
Hear me out.
No way.
A series of essays anonymously published defending the document to the public.
No one will read it.
I disagree.
And if it fails?
Burr, that's why we need it.
The Constitution's a mess.
So it needs amendments?
It's full of contradictions.
So is independence. We have to start somewhere.
No. No way.
You're making a mistake.
Good night.
Hey, what are you waiting for? What do you stall for?
What?
We won the war. What was it all for? Do you support this Constitution?
Of course.
Then defend it.
And what if you're backing the wrong horse?
Burr, we studied and we fought and we killed for the notion of a nation we now get to build. For once in your life, take a stand with pride. I don't understand how you stand to the side.
I'll keep all my hands close to my chest. I'll wait here and see which way the wind will blow. I'm taking my time watching the afterbirth of a nation, watching the tension grow.
I am sailing off to London. I am accompanied by someone who always pays. I have found a wealthy husband who will keep me in comfort for all my days. He is not a lot of fun, but there's no one who can match you for turn of phrase. My Alexander,
Jacob,
don't forget to ride. Look at where you are. Look at where you started. The fact that you're alive is a miracle. That would be enough. And if your wife could share a fraction of your time, if I could grant you peace of mind, would that be enough?
Alexander joins forces with James Madison and John Jay to write a series of essays defending the new United States Constitution entitled The Federalist Papers. The plan was to write a total of 25 essays, the work divided evenly among the three men. In the end, they wrote 85 essays in the span of 6 months. John Jay got sick after writing 5. James Madison wrote 29. Hamilton wrote the other 51. How do you write like you're running out of time? Write day and night like you're running out of time. Every day you fight like you're running out of time. Like you're running out of time. Are you running out of time?
How do you write like tomorrow won't arrive? How do you write like you needed to survive? Every second you're alive.
They're asking me to lead. I'm doing the best I can to get the people that I need. I'm asking you to be my right hand.
Treasury
man.
Or state.
I know it's a lot to
treasury
ask.
Treasury or state.
To leave behind the world you know. Sir, do you want me to run the Treasury or State Department? Treasury. Let's go.
Alexander.
I have to leave.
Alexander.
Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now.
Helpless.
They are asking me to leave.
Look around. Isn't this enough? He will never be satisfied. People never be satisfied.
History has
just
shout.
Wait.
And we are back with WCRI's Kids Hour, where we are playing the music from the musical Hamilton by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Sky, what do you have for us next?
The next song is probably the most popular from the show, and one that a lot of people know the lyrics to, called The Room Where It Happens, by Leslie Odom Jr., David Diggs, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and more.
Ah, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Burr.
Sir. And did you hear the news about good old General Mercer?
No.
You know Claremont Street?
Yeah.
They renamed it after him. The Mercer legacy is secure.
Sure.
And all he had to do was die.
Yeah, that's a lot less work.
We ought to give it a try.
Huh.
Now how you gonna get your debt plan through?
I guess I'm gonna finally have to listen to you.
Really?
Talk less. Smile more. Do whatever it takes to get my plan on the Congress floor.
Now Madison and Jefferson are merciless.
Well, hate the sin, love the sinner.
Hamilton.
I'm sorry, Burr, I gotta go.
But
decisions are happening over dinner.
Two Virginians and an immigrant walk into a room.
Diametrically opposed foes.
They emerge with a compromise, having opened doors that were
previously closed, bros.
The immigrant emerges with unprecedented financial power, a system he can shape however he wants. The Virginians emerge with the nation's capital. And here's the pièce de résistance. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the game is played, the art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens, but no one else is in the room where it happens.
Thomas claims
Alexander was on Washington's doorstep one day in distress and disarray.
Thomas claims
Alexander said,
I've nowhere else to turn,
and basically begged me to join the fray.
Thomas claims
I approached Madison and said, I know you hate him, but let's hear what he has to say.
Thomas claims
well, I arranged the meeting. I arranged the menu, the venue, the seating.
But no one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the parties get to yes. The pieces that are sacrificed in every game of chess. We just assume that it happens, but no one else is in the room where it happens.
Meanwhile,
Madison is grappling with the fact that not every issue can be settled by committee.
Meanwhile,
Congress is fighting over where to put the capital. It isn't pretty. Then Jefferson approaches with a dinner and invite, and Madison responds with Virginian insight.
Maybe we can solve one problem with another and win a victory for the Southerners. In other words,
oh, ho.
A quid pro quo.
I suppose.
Wouldn't you like to work a little closer to home?
Actually, I would.
Well, I propose the Potomac.
And you'll provide him his votes.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Let's go.
No.
What else was in the room where it happened? The room where it happened? The room where it happened?
No one else is in the room where it happened.
Alexander Hamilton.
What did they say to you to get you to sell New York City down the river?
Alexander Hamilton.
Did Washington know about the dinner? Was there presidential pressure to deliver?
Alexander Hamilton.
Or did you know even then it doesn't matter where you put the U.S. Capitol?
Cause we'll have the banks. We're in the same spot.
You got more than you gave.
And I wanted what I got. When you got skin in the game, you stay in the game. But you don't get a win unless you play in the game. Oh, you get love for it, you get hate for it. You get nothing if you
wait for it, wait for it, wait.
God help and forgive me. I wanna build something that's gonna outlive me.
What do you want, Bert? What do you want, Bert? If you stand for nothing, Bert, what do you fall for?
I wanna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens. I wanna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
I wanna be in the room where it happens.
I wanna be in the room where it happens.
I'm
gonna be.
and close your eyes.
They want our leaders to save the day.
We don't get a say in what they trade away.
We dream of a brand new start,
but we dream in the dark for the most part.
Dark has a tune where it happens.
I've got to be in the room.
One big character in the musical is George Washington, played by Christopher Jackson in the original cast. Now, George Washington is sort of a father figure to Alexander Hamilton, because Alexander meets him when he's very young. In this song, George Washington talks about stepping down from president after the first 8 years of his presidency, and they talk about sharing a drink and writing his speech about stepping down. Now here is One Last Time, performed by Lin-Manuel Miranda and Christopher Jackson.
Mr. President, you asked to see me.
I know you're busy.
What do you need, sir? Sir?
I want to give you a word of warning.
Sir, I don't know what you heard, but whatever it is, Jefferson started it.
Thomas Jefferson resigned this morning.
You're kidding.
I need a favor.
Whatever you say, sir, Jefferson will pay for this behavior.
Talk less.
I'll use the press. I'll write under a pseudonym. You'll see what I can do to him.
I need you to draft an address.
Yes, he resigned. You can finally speak your mind.
No. He's stepping down so he can run for president.
Good luck defeating you, sir.
I'm stepping down. I'm not running for president.
I'm sorry, what?
One last time. Relax, have a drink with me. One last time. Let's take a break tonight, and then we'll teach him how to say goodbye. To say goodbye, you and I.
No, sir.
I want to talk about neutrality.
Sir, with Britain and France on the verge of war, is this the best time?
I want to warn against partisan fighting. Pick up a pen, start writing. I want to talk about what I have learned, the hard-won wisdom I have earned.
As far as the people are concerned, you have to serve. You could continue to serve.
No. One last time, the people will hear from me. One last time, and if we get this right, we're gonna teach them how to say goodbye.
Say you're weak.
No, they will see we're strong.
Your position is so unique,
so I'll use it to move them along.
Why do you have to say goodbye?
If I say goodbye, the nation learns to move on. It outlives me when I'm gone. Like the scripture says, everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. They'll be safe in the nation we've made. I want to sit under my own vine and fig tree, a moment alone in the shade, at home in this nation we've made. One last time.
One last time. Though, in reviewing the incidents of my administration, I am unconscious of intentional error, I am nevertheless too sensible of my defects not to think it probable that I may have committed many errors. I shall also carry with me the hope that my country will view them with indulgence, and that after 45 years of my life dedicated to its service with an upright zeal, the faults of incompetent abilities will be consigned to oblivion. As I myself will soon be to the mansions of rest.
I anticipate with pleasing expectation that retreat in which I promise myself to realize the sweet enjoyment of partaking in the midst of my fellow citizens. The benign influence of good laws under a free government, the ever favorite object of my heart, and a happy reward Lord, as I trust of our mutual cares, labors, and dangers, one last time.
George Washington's going home.
Teach him how to say goodbye.
George Washington's going home.
You and I.
I Know Him is the last song by The King. It is all about The King teasing the American people and the second president that they elected, John Adams. He says, and I quote, "They're going to eat him alive." Now here is I Know Him, performed by Jonathan Groff.
They say George Washington's yielding his power and stepping away. Is that true? I wasn't aware that was something a person could do. I'm perplexed. Are they going to keep on replacing whoever's in charge? If so, who's next? There's nobody else in their country who looms quite as large. John Adams? I know him. That can't be. That's that little guy who spoke to me all those years ago. What was it? 85? That poor man, they're going to eat him alive. Oceans rise, empires fall. Next to Washington, they all look small. All alone, watch them run. They will tear each other into pieces. Jesus Christ, this will be fun. Da 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 da. President John Adams, good luck.
The last song is Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story. Hamilton dies after a gun duel with Aaron Burr. But in this song, his wife, Eliza Hamilton, explains that she tells Hamilton's story. And it is the reason we know so much about him today. So here is Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story by the entire original Hamilton Broadway cast.
Let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
President Jefferson.
I'll give him this. His financial system is a work of genius. I couldn't undo it if I tried. And I've tried.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
President Madison.
He took our country from bankruptcy to prosperity. I hate to admit it, but he doesn't get enough credit for all the credit he gave us.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
Every other founding father's story gets told. Every other founding father gets to grow old.
And when you're gone, who remembers your name?
Who keeps your flame?
Who tells your story?
Who tells your story?
Who tells your story?
Myself back in the narrative.
Eliza.
I stop wasting time on tears. I live another 50 years. It's not enough.
Eliza.
I interview every soldier who fought by your side.
She tells our story.
I try to make sense of your thousands of pages of writings. You really do write, but you're running out of time. I rely on Angelica. While she's alive, we tell your story. She is buried in Trinity Church near you. When I needed her most. first private orphanage in New York City.
The orphanage.
I helped raise hundreds of children. I get to see them growing
the
up.
The orphanage.
In their eyes I see you, Alexander. I see you every time. And when my time is up, have I done enough?
Will they tell your story?
Oh, I can't wait to see you again. It's only a matter of time.
Will they tell your story? Who tells your story? Will they tell your story? Who lives and dies? Who tells your story?
There is a lot more to the musical Hamilton, which we obviously couldn't get to today, and a lot more great music, but I'm glad you could join us. That's it for another one of WCRI's Kids Hours. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Skylar.
Make sure you support and enjoy music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. Gotta run, the concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!